You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Sometimes you have to slap them in the face just to get their attention.
Are you growling at me?
How many things am I holding up, Marv?
Eight.
It's not a dress, it's a kilt! Sicko.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Sean. It's another three-week episode roundup, Christmas Podcast roundup, if you will. And it's been kind of busy for me at home, so that's why you're getting a three-week. But don't forget, you can visit ChristmasPodcast.com and be up to date more often than I release episodes. Also, you can subscribe to Christmas Podcast wherever you're listening to this and keep yourself up to date, too. Now, it's a bigger podcast this week, so let's get you caught up on the episodes that dropped.
He looks like a deranged Easter bunny.
He does not.
He does, too. He looks like a pink nightmare.
Here are the new episodes that dropped the weeks of February 25th through March 17th. Season's Eatings podcast had an episode on February 25th titled Alabadi Cake. Now, all of us know the significance of plum cakes around Christmas. Making plum cakes is an English tradition of ringing in the holidays, and a rather elaborate one at that. When one thinks of plum cakes, this country's cake isn't the first to come to mind. Its unique ingredients and rich history is a favorite throughout the country. Glenn's exploring the history and origins of India's Alahabadi cake. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on February 25th, titled February Christmas Party, 10 Months Until Christmas. Brandon and Scott have their special 25th of the month episode. Only 10 months until Christmas from this episode. Some things they mention in this episode are events happening this year, a holly jalopy video, and a recipe for super rich, creamy, diabetic-friendly hot chocolate. And details are in the show notes. Can't Wait for Christmas podcast, an episode on February 25th titled Love and Christmas. Tim gets all mushy on you as he examines romantic love at Christmas time. He also teaches you how to snack on some Christmas anytime, counts down the top five places to find Christmas in Disneyland when it's not Christmas time, and shares with you the name you created for this year's brand new segment. Total Christmas Podcast, an episode on February 25th titled Santa Origins, Sinterklaas. Jack starts off with the Christmas quiz and has an extra question to shoehorn in a great joke. Then self-appointed podcast barman Bob Baker discusses the word trolley. This episode's version of A Christmas Carol is A Christmas Carol, Scrooge's Ghostly Tale, a computer animated version from 2006. Then Bob returns with Christmas Every Day and gives us another suggestion on how to keep Christmas all year long. Next, Jack looks at Sinterklaas. He's the Dutch version of Santa Claus. You won't see any reindeer, but you will see a white horse. Lastly, his recommendation is All Your Christmases, a podcast hosted by Callum Crosthwaite. Each episode, Callum interviews a guest about their Christmas memories, covering many, many years and many, many countries. Closer to Christmas podcast, an episode on February 26th titled The Not Real Gift. Charlie asks the question, when you or your kids were little, did you or your kids ever ask for a present from Santa that wasn't a real item? If so, how did Santa handle it? He goes over his Christmas wish he had when he was a child and talks about his sons. Then he covers some that some of the folks from the Christmas Podcast Network sent in as well. Tis the podcast, an episode on February 27th titled Imagine You're in New York and It's Christmas, Netflix's Dash and Lily. Your favorite elves are here to inject a little Christmas cheer into your week. Gather with Julia, Tom, and Anthony to discuss Netflix's Dash and Lily, the adaptation of Rachel Cohn's and David Levithan's young adult book of the same name. While none of the hosts like Netflix's Merry, Happy, Whatever, all three really enjoyed this series, with two of them absolutely adoring it. What worked so much for them this time around? You'll just have to listen in to find out. Also discussed in the episode, what the elves have given up for Lent, Ellie's birthday, Julia and Marty's date night, Ant-Man and Cocaine Bear, Anthony's attempt to track down exclusive Scream 6 merchandise, and much, much more. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on February 27th titled McDonald's with Vinny and Kristen. Remember McDonald's at Christmas in the 80s? They had the coolest stuff. Jerry, along with Vinny Brzezinski from Huey and Bax and Kristen Searing from Holidays After Dark, reminisce about the awesome tie-ins, the commercials, and the McNuggets. Gotta have the McNuggets. Yes, McDonald's Christmas was something else. From introducing brand new sauces to showing Scrooge throwing a fancy Christmas party, they had it all. Ronald helps a little boy ice skate, convinces Lindsay to stay with her folks, and rescues a fallen star. And all the tie-ins were rad. Santa Claus the Movie and Little Mermaid and Muppet Babies. Oh my. So grab your McNugget gift certificates, hop in your Fry Kids sleigh, and head to McDonaldland for this episode all about McDonald's Christmas. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on February 28th titled Lost Episode, Zoobly Zoo with Chad, Tommy, and Derek. It's a lost episode. Yes, that's right. Due to technical issues, this episode was recorded last year and was never aired. Finally, you can hear Chad, Tommy, and Derek from Horror Movie Barbecue, Pop Daddy, and Think Pod It's Funny talk with Jerry about the Zoobly Zoo episode Winter Wonderland. They get into all things Zoobles, even the 1986 Hollywood Christmas Parade. Did the guests enjoy Lookout Bear's winter adventure? Did they sing along to the theme song? Did they wish the Predator was in the episode? Well, grab your snowshoes, say the magic words, and hop into this painting of an episode all about Zoobly Zoo to find out. Christmas Creeps Podcast, an episode on February 28th titled I, the Jury. Film noir is a genre the boys have only barely scratched the surface of on Christmas Creeps. But that ends with this episode. In March, they are highlighting some classic film noirs that also happen to be Christmas films. And what would they call such an event? Noirch Madness. Joe and Bradford discuss the 1953 film I, the Jury, the film debut of Mickey Spillane's hard-nosed detective character Mike Hammer. In this film, Hammer vows to hunt down his best friend's killer, which leads him on a wild goose chase through the snow-covered streets of New York City. Also, Joe and Brad spend a good chunk of the back end of this episode on video game chat, so if you like hearing them not talk about Christmas and movies, they got you covered. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on March 1st titled 299 Days, 42 Weeks Until Christmas. Sounds of Christmas Podcast, an episode on March 5th titled ChatGPT. Ken talks to Jerry D. from the Totally Rad Christmas Podcast about their experience using the much-talked-about artificial intelligence chatbot ChatGPT. They talk about things the AI got factually wrong, some of which seem almost eerily human, and Jerry shares how he uses it for work and for his podcast. And Ken relates a particular experience where AI seemed to lie to him, then lie about lying. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on March 6th titled Chuck E. Cheese with Ashley, Tom, and Ron. Jerry and three Pizza Time players, Ashley from The Magic of the Season, Ron from Filmstrip, and Tom from Tis the Podcast, talk about all things Chuck E. Cheese. From roots dating back to Pong and Atari, Chuck E. Cheese emerged. Pizza and games and animatronics. Oh my. There was even a not-quite-complete Christmas special, the Christmas that almost wasn't. Oh yeah, and something about Pixar, too. So grab your cigar and bowler, head to the North Pole, and scarf down this episode. Tis a podcast, an episode on March 6th titled I'm Putting My Stank on Christmas, Blackish Part 1. The elves have a great episode covering the Christmas episodes from the first three seasons of Blackish, Black Christmas, White Santa, Season 1, Episode 10, Stuff, Season 2, Episode 10, and Just Christmas Baby, Season 3, Episode 10. During the episode, they chase tangents, including Anthony's new segment, Christmas News, where he gives you updates on The Clauses, Season 2, and a sequel to the beloved How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and delve into the world of Cocaine Bear. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on March 8th, titled 292 Days, 41 Weeks Until Christmas. Total Christmas Podcast, an episode on March 11th, titled Mariah Carey's Christmas Crisp Advert. Berry Grapefruit is organizing a Total Christmas Podcast convention. Details are in the show notes. Then Jack has a Christmas not so classic. This time he's looking at another song by The Killers, and it's called Boots. Bob Baker looks at what the Brits mean when they call someone a Muppet. Next, it's the quiz, and you know you love it. Did you know Mariah Carey wasn't an advert for Walker Crisps? Well, she was, and you won't believe how much they paid her. Then it's Christmas every day, and thanks to the lovely Shelley Arnold, Bob Baker has another idea about how to keep feeling festive all year long. Last episode in Christmas All Over the World, Jack looked at Sinterklaas. Now he's looking at his politically incorrect sidekick, Zwarte Piet, or Black Peter. This episode's recommendation is Office Ladies, hosted by Jenna Fischer and Angela Kingsley, Pam and Angela. Each episode, they look at an episode of The Office. Christmas Spotting Podcast, an episode on March 12th titled How Home Package Deliveries Are Spoiling Christmas Surprises Worldwide. Liam and Ness uncover the biggest spoiler alert in Christmas history, how home packages deliveries are spoiling Christmas surprises around the world. They ask the question, is it time to make a bigger deal of the non-existent Christmas breakfast? Could it be a massive wasted festive opportunity? Plus, how do you balance old traditions whilst finding time to create new ones? How to start something new, fun, and fresh you can keep doing for years to come this Christmas. Tinsel Tunes Podcast, an episode on March 12th titled Ska Christmas Music. Scott and Dwayne are finally back at it. This month they're discussing Ska Christmas Music. Sounds of Christmas Podcast, an episode on March 12th titled We're Still On. Ken has a quick reminder for anyone that might be looking for some musical Christmas spirit, even though it's the middle of March. The Sounds of Christmas station is still on. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on March 13th titled Nintendo Power with Mike and Chad. NES was the greatest thing ever in the 80s. In fact, it was so great they made a magazine about it. Jerry has Mike Westfall from Advent Calendar House and Chad Young from Horror Movie Barbecue on to dive into the memories of the 88-89 November-December issues of the bi-monthly Nintendo Power magazine. Beginning in 1988, Nintendo Power was the brainchild of Howard Phillips and Gail Tilden, and was the natural evolution of the Nintendo Fun Club, used as a customer retention marketing tool and sales predictor. And it worked. From favorites to flops, they get into all of it. Remember Faxanadu? They sort of do. What about Track and Field 2? No, think Olympic Button Smasher. You remember Mega Man 2, Super Mario Bros. 3, Castlevania, Metroid, and more. There are also polls and articles, contests, and cartoons. That's right. Howard and Nestor showed everyone both sides of gaming and kept us in stitches at the same time. Draw your faves on an envelope or write to a game counselor. Win a trip to Disney or maybe Bill and Ted's phone booth. Either way, leave the power glove and take the control pad. So grab your snacks, get your beanbag chair ready, and marathon this episode. Tis a podcast, an episode on March 13th titled Please Don't Make Christmas Dirty, Trevor. It's pure and beautiful and everyone loves it. CBS's Ghost, Season 2, Episode 9 and 10, The Christmas Spirit, Parts 1 and 2. Julia, Tom, and Anthony continue TV Month by gathering to discuss the two-part Christmas episode of CBS's Ghosts. For all of those following along at home, that would be Season 2's Episode 9 and 10, The Christmas Spirit. Listen to them fawn over this American remake, which they adore, gush over the plethora of characters, laugh as they read off quotes galore, and praise the warm, optimistic tone that this found family series constantly strikes. As for this specific Christmas-themed episode, spoiler alert, all three elves loved it. What makes it so great, though? And will they be adding it to their holiday canon? Well, you just have to tune in to find out. Also discussed in the episode, Julia's kid's upcoming trip to Ireland, Ellie's birthday, Anthony's new podcast, and much, much more. TGI Podcast, an episode on March 14th titled According to Jim, The Thin Green Line, St. Patrick's Day. To celebrate St. Patrick's Day, Matt decided to cover a show he hasn't covered just yet on the podcast. He talks about his history with the show According to Jim and discusses what went completely wrong in this episode. Magic of the Season Podcast, an episode on March 14th titled March Memories and The Last of the Irish Rovers. Ashley is joined by Kim from Planning for Christmas and Anthony from Tis the Podcast. They chat about March memories, how they celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and some wins and losses from previous year's festivities. She is also joined by CJ from Christmas Sessions in a new segment of Whose Line Is It Anyways? And then they ended with some rapid-fire questions to see how these guys really feel about Christmas. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on March 15th, titled 285 Days, 40 Weeks Until Christmas. Beyond the Bells Podcast, an episode on March 15th, titled Top 10 Christmas Elves. In anticipation for his next deep dive, Robert looks at his personal favorite Christmas elves in various movies and TV specials. While there are plenty of traditional ones that live at the North Pole and make toys, some of the choices will branch outside of the box. There's Techno 70 elves, spy elves, space alien elves, scary elves, and even one set of non-elves. It's an elfin list galore. Closer to Christmas podcast, an episode on March 15th titled Artificial St. Patrick's Day. Charlie asked ChatGPT to give him some St. Patrick's/Christmas content. He asked for two stories and one song. Sit back, relax, and let the AI take over.
What? You can fit through those bars?
Yeah.
You are such an idiot.
What?
That's going to wrap it up for this weekly podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast podcasts. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and everyone out there. Would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. I especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I also encourage you to go to christmaspodcast.com where you can review any or all the podcasts that we have there. We also have the links for those podcasts so you can download any or all episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can also find links to get a hold of me to let me know what you would like to see on Christmas podcasts. You can find Christmas Podcast podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcasts. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines sipping on some eggnog listening to Christmas Podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.